I'm Kira.
My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sean.
And I'm Evan.
And this is Golf Radio. We are very happy that you decided to tune in today. We appreciate your continued support of our local radio. We're going to switch it up a little bit today. We usually have our hypotheticals a little bit later in the show, but we decided to start you off with a quick little, a shorter one on this day. So, Aiden, Evan, and Sean, I have a hypothetical for you guys. If you were in a situation where you had to keep yourself awake for a week straight for like $1 million, and like it was guaranteed, absolutely, you could do anything that it was legal, what would you do to keep yourself awake?
So you said, sorry, you said it had to be legal, or?
Yes, definitely okay. Had to be legal.
What would it be? Give me a second.
No worries.
Could I use the $1 million to help keep me awake?
No, you'd get it at the very end.
All right. I think I'll go first with this one. Okay. So I think I would spend like $50 of my own money on a dog, like the collarbones, you know, the ones that shock?
A dog shock collar. Okay, yeah.
And I would set it up, right? I'd calibrate it so that if my heart rate got too low, I would just administer a little shock.
Okay, I didn't even think about that. That's kind of smart.
That kind of works, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'll probably just drink a bunch of energy drinks.
I was going to kind of off
but
the same
route. But for a week, I feel
No. I understand what you mean, and I've done a calculation off this.
Oh, okay.
There are 5-hour energy drinks.
Yes.
They give you energy for 5 hours.
Yes, they do.
5 times how many hours in a week?
More.
A lot, but anyway, we can do the math there. And you'll be up for, if you drink enough, it'll equal over to the hours. And then, bada bing, bada boom, $1 million is yours.
What about your heart, though?
Yeah.
You have $1 million. You can go to America for some good health care. Actually, they don't even have good health care.
They have terrible health care.
They just don't have a good health care system. They have a terrible system. Their health care itself is decent. For now, actually.
Evan,
gonna go downhill any second now.
I guess the energy drinks won't work because my heart will probably give up. That's probably not good. Probably just watch a bunch of movies. I can always stay awake watching any movies.
No,
really?
I fall asleep.
I've heard so much of the opposite effect, but I'm glad that somebody has that. Aiden, what do you say?
Because I feel like with the energy drink route,
yes,
right? Like I get the $1 million at the end, right? But
yes.
Then for the rest of my life, my heart's gonna go. Right?
Perchance, yes.
So I don't know if I can live with that for like the rest of my life.
But with the $1 million, right? You could just go to like a heart surgeon, get that fixed up. You could get a new heart if you wanted.
It's like a month threat.
You'd have like $30 left, but like.
But I feel like with AI and everything, right?
You'd get an AI heart?
No, I feel like the doctors, they got their diploma through AI. Right?
Ooh.
So they're switching that up on ChatGPT.
I can't wait for all, like, 20 years from now, all the Harvard graduates are just going to be out here and like, all right, time to do your law firm or do a brain surgery. All right, ChatGPT, how do I do this one? Where's the cut line? Where's the vein? And if I hear that just before surgery, they're putting on the gas mask for me to put under, I'm dipping. I'm running out. That's not.
Fighting anesthesia. That's an interesting take. All right. Well, this is CJSF Golf Radio. So happy you joined in us for the day. That was our quick little hypothetical session. Up next, we have Daniel Caesar with Death and Taxes. This is Golf Radio.
Thank you.
Daniel Caesar with Death and Taxes, a recurring thing on this here, on the show. I love Daniel Caesar, so of course I had to start off our show with my favorite. Before we continue with our show, I'd just like to acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Kekwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And this is CJSF 90.1 FM radio on the Bridwee Mountain location of SFU.
That was Death in Texas by Daniel Caesar. Next song we have is Lying to You by Amaria featuring Amber Neverick.
Thank you.
That was Lying to You by Amira, and next up we have Born to Be by Claremont II.
I know it's only been a week, but it's love. This gon' sound extreme, but it's us. If it isn't me, then it's hers. But me, there wasn't me, it's above. Pray I'm not reading into it much. For this, I'm down to roll. Cause when you know, you know. Just gotta let me know. Thought I had the worst luck. Working was the misstep. Thought they were my first loves. Sure, I ain't no love yet. Praying that you hold tight. Promise best, I'ma hold back. I'll do my best cause I struggle with pain. But it's cool cause you say you the same. All these other girls are straight born to me. If you ask me when I were born to be.
Alright, that was Born to Be by Claremont II, and next up we have Nights Like This by Planet Giza.
Finna be a singer, she believed it. Pops done see me on TV. Most of my nights I don't be sleeping. So I'm finna get to my dreams if I'm dreaming. I wanna be remembered for my goals and my achievements. 100 years later, face on skyscrapers, stone a front pager. Drinking fine wine from the fruits of my labor. Always on time, never fold, never gave up. All praises to the Most High.
I wish this night I'd last forever.
I went against the odds. Story got a different plot. Turn off my phone, now I'm breaking hearts. I probably hit a wall before I stop on guard. I ain't no crash test dummy. Fasten my seatbelt, the ride to get bumpy. Gang here with me, know they slide into the function. 100 years later and the sky is recording me.
Be a singer, be a singer.
That was Nights Like This by Planet Giza. And now, up next, okay, Golf Radio on CJSF. We have very, very serious and very important conversation. Usually in this part of the show, we have some hypotheticals to talk about. And so I have the various serious topic that I will be introducing today. So here's our hypothetical. And it is a game that you, the listener, who is listening to this right now, can play along with us if you would like. You just have to keep track of your own points, because unfortunately I can't hear what you've guessed. But anyways, here is how the game goes. So imagine, earlier this morning, you have received an email from an unknown contact claiming that you are the heir to a lost fortune. Your distant uncle on your mother's side has tragically passed away in a fatal spaghetti accident right before he passed, he picked one person at random for his family to inherit his entire fortune, and that person was you. Your uncle was a titan of the haberdashery industry and owned the Gingerline Haberdashery franchise, which was his brand. For those of you who are unsure what a haberdashery is, it's just a store that sells a wide variety of products like Walmart or London Drugs. But anyways, right? So all of your uncle's money is in Ginger Bucks, which is it's like Canadian Tire money, but for his store, right? So you don't really have a lot of use for that money because you don't really want to spend all your money in a haberdashery. So you had the crazy genius idea to buy the most expensive things in the store and then sell them for the most money possible. But before that, you have to find what is the most expensive in the store, right? So here's what I have. I have picked four things from this hypothetical store that you guys will, decide which one was the most expensive. You guys start off with, let's say, $700, and the person that has the least amount of money at the end wins. Does that kind of make sense? Like, I'll give you options of four things. You choose which one is the most expensive, and then the person who gets the most expensive ones the most amount of times wins. Does that make sense to you guys?
I got it.
It's okay if it doesn't. I'll
figure it out on the way.
Okay. So, number one, we have more like household items, okay? Okay, so, number one, your uncle was he's a neat freak. So he has a Dirt Devil cordless vacuum cleaner, right? He has a smart store popcorn maker, right? Or an French press for coffee, 350 milliliters. Now, out of those three, which one do you guys think would be the most expensive?
Popcorn.
It's the coffee maker or the vacuum.
And why do you think that? Well, you can't pick two.
Okay, I can't pick two.
There's three options.
You might as well pick the other one while you're at it, you know?
It's going to be the coffee maker. The coffee maker, I feel like, coffee beans are expensive, so.
But it's the maker, not the beans.
But the bake, like, it's just.
The coffee maker?
It's just like another thing, though.
Okay, so you're, I'm gonna log Evan in at coffee maker. Okay. Aiden and Sean, what do you guys think?
All right, between the coffee maker, the popcorn, and the vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so interesting.
I think it's got to be the popcorn maker. Because, like, I love popcorn. People pay a lot for popcorn.
They do.
Especially where I work. Like, you pay so much for popcorn.
At least over $8.
Yep. Yeah, and I think we got to go with popcorn.
Popcorn, all right. And, Evan, what do you believe is the most expensive out of those options? And then I will reveal who got it closest.
I think because the popcorn machine, right? Are we talking about the red and white ones, the really vintage ones?
I can't tell you that.
You can't tell me that.
I cannot
That's
tell you
no
that.
Fair. Or if I had to imagine. Wait, the coffee maker? Do I get espresso out of that or just black coffee?
It's a French press. So just French press coffee.
Oh, no.
All right, that's the lowest. No way. I think I'm going to have to go for the popcorn maker.
Popcorn maker. Okay. This game might be so much more harder than I thought it was going to be.
Did Evan win? No.
So the smart store popcorn maker, which two of you guys had locked in for the most expensive item, comes in at a whopping $69.99. The French press, 350 milliliters, comes in at a whopping $19.99. And the vacuum cleaner that none of y'all chose, the Dirt Devil cordless vacuum cleaner, is $100. Wow. It's a vacuum. Why would popcorn be more than a vacuum?
Popcorn's pretty expensive to make.
Wait. You said the coffee maker was how much?
The coffee maker was $20.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Evan was last.
Your uncle, was a reasonable man.
What about like Keurig?
Well, it's not Keurig.
Keurig.
This is no name.
What about Quick Coffee?
No name.
No name.
Bounty?
Oh, it's no name.
Oh, it's no name.
Are you serious? Like the yellow.
Me after saying that thrice.
Oh.
Yes. No I name.
Okay. What if so. It's? Is it actually no name or is it no name?
Are you talking
so
about, like,
far,
the yellow?
Sean, yeah.
No name or no name.
Sean and Aiden are in the lead with the same
half
amount
a point,
of money.
Half
and
a
Evan,
point.
Yeah, and Evan is in the
last.
The loose.
He's in the last of us.
In the last. Next up, we have self care beauty products. Okay, your uncle was a man of high stature. He cared for his face a lot. You know, made sure that health and wealth. He chose both of them, right?
Oh yeah.
So right, we're gonna do the Elise Watier Gentle Rose Petal Scrub. All right, Lancome Multi Glow Skin Tone Reviving Cream, and a Clinique for Men Face Wash.
I think it's gotta be the Revival Cream because I mean, it revives your skin. That's like magical. It just sounds magical. You gotta pay an extra 10, 15 bucks for that magic, you know?
Okay, all right.
I think there's a clear winner here. I think it's the Rose Scrubber.
The Rose Scrubber.
Because the thing for me is I feel like the men's, the facial washing, whatchamacallit,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's like a 7-in-1.
I'm calling right now, that's a good $15.
Yep. Cement, it's grout, it's
yeah,
face
we got
wash.
Peanut butter, jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly, back scrub and conditioner.
Petrol.
Wait,
motor oil.
What was the second one?
The
reviving
yeah,
cream.
Yeah, revive cream.
Oh. Yeah, and the reason why I think the revival cream is not expensive is because the thing with the cream products, I feel like those come in under 5 milliliters, right? Like, I had this, right. Like, it's similar to toothpaste, right? This yep. one time I had this, like, little toothpaste that was teeth sensitive.